This is a preview of my Patreon podcast, House of Heretics. If you like what you hear, please become a monthly subscriber on Patreon, and you will unlock this episode and many more. There is a link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening. I have hit record. Hello, Schnookums. How are you?
Hello. Of course, you catch me mid-laugh right after you tell a rather
obscene joke.
Colored. Yes, there yes. you go.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to House of Heretics, the podcast where Timothy and I drink coffee and talk about bullshit for your listening pleasure. As always, I have to thank the latest patrons who have signed up over the past 30 days. And they are, please hold, Micro Warrior, Adam, Cord, Davinus, and Sam. Thank you so much. You are amazing. All right. Well, how are you, love?
Hey, I'm okay.
That's good.
I've been doing a lot more meditation recently.
Oh, that's good.
Realized that I've been needing it. And the app I use, this is not a plug. I'm not being endorsed or anyway. The app I use, Headspace, has ones for walking meditation, which yes. I've been really enjoying. Doing meditation while walking, that's been very nice.
Yeah, Headspace is a good app. And Jesus, I wish they were a sponsor. Get some of that meditation capitalism money.
Capitalism. There you go.
Capitalist meditation money. no, Headspace is good. I used Headspace for a while, and it's a good app. I enjoy it. No, I just finished meditating as well. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, though, I've been meditating daily for 2 years now, over 2 years.
Right.
And still, 2 years in, I will finish a 20-minute session and come out of the daze and realize, oh, I just thought about dicks for that entire session. Like, oh, I was just completely gone. Like, and at first, it's so funny, and this is an effect that people talk about, how when you first start meditating, you're like, oh, I'm actually decent at this. And it isn't until like a while in, you know, you go like a few months in or a few years in or whatever the case may be, where you realize, oh, that was me fooling myself. I'm just thinking nonstop. I'm just thinking about meditating. I'm just thinking or so lost in thought that you don't even realize you're lost in thought.
Yeah.
But now I realize that I'm lost in thought and just thinking about dicks for 20 minutes straight.
I haven't necessarily thought of dicks 20 minutes straight, but I mean, I will also, I try not to beat myself up about it. I think that's the attitude I need to, it's like, if I realize, oh goodness, my thoughts have wandered, then I was like, okay, that's fine. Just go back to the meditating. The one that was harder for me is, my app has this one where it tries to help you in do the meditation without any prompts, basically.
Right.
And that one I find is harder. That one is easier for my mind to get distracted on and easier to wander. But
yeah, no, definitely. I struggle with that too. The ones that are longer and don't provide as many prompts, those are the ones that where I just tend to just completely vanish into daydreaming. But I think that and it's taken me a while to learn this, the point is not to not daydream. Mm. The point is to become lucid and to pay attention, to be aware enough of when we enter that state and when we emerge out of it. And it's so surreal because it really does feel like waking up from a dream. It really does feel like you're just emerging back from this fugue state that you had no control over. Like it really is this bizarre experience of, in the same way that I don't control a dream, I'm immersed in, like, a dream is basically a psychotic state that's harmless. So it's like you're immersed in this psychotic state in a dream where crazy shit is happening and you just take it all in stride, but it's all happening to you. It's all just emerging from this mysterious place in your psyche. And then you have this realization of waking up. You have this experience of waking up. And it's so surreal to have that same experience of waking up from being in a dream while you're awake and realizing, oh, this whole this whole mental landscape that I was just awash in, that I was just like on the currents, on the top of this river that I had no control over. I wasn't controlling where it was going. These thoughts were just happening. I couldn't say where they came from. They were just happening the same way a dream just happens. And then you become aware of it. It's like you become lucid in the dream. You wake up. It's such a bizarre experience to become really deeply aware of that and to realize just how little control we have over our thoughts.
Mm-hmm. For me, the ones that have been very helpful for me is the notation of letting thoughts go.
Yeah.
Like if they become, and like say you're distract, and this is very helpful for me actually when I go to sleep, is lots of times my mind becomes busiest right before I go to sleep, much to the chagrin of my boyfriend, who just is ready to collapse. And for me, my thoughts will race, and one of the things that they teach you is like just note that they're there and let it go. Just note, it's like, oh, that's a thought about whatever topic it is, and let it go. So it could be one is about feeling, one could be about thinking, and just note that it's there without even addressing it, I guess you could say. And it sounds very, when I put it like that, it sounds like it doesn't help you out at all, but for me it does. It just like, oh, that's there, can't do anything about it, I'll just let it go right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't waste time.
Yeah, you
and
don't. You don't
go
waste
ahead.
The extra, all that extra mental energy of ruminating. And
right.
I mean, this is the real power of meditation. It's like teaching it's like a basic life skill to just not react to every thought we have. And I like Dan Harris when he says meditation helps you become 10% happier. Like
no relation to Sam, right?
No relation to Sam. There's Dan Harris and there's Sam Harris, and they both have meditation apps. But Dan Harris talks about how meditation can help you be 10% happier. Like 10% happier, I can do. It isn't like this life-changing, transcendent thing. It's just the practical value of being 10% more well, 10% less reactive. And that 10% can be the difference between life and death. And I remember back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks or beginning of May, when I had to get my new car, it happened really suddenly, where a friend of mine who's been on the lookout for good deals on cars, he texted me on my day off and was like, hey, this is a really good deal. We need to jump on this right now. I was like, oh, well, okay. Oh shit. So here we go. And so drove halfway across North Carolina, like had to go everywhere, spend thousands of dollars, get paperwork. And it was a flurry. And that kind of stuff normally just massively stresses me out. But there is this sense of, no, this is fine. I don't have to be reactive. I can just kind of go with the flow of it. And it was 10% less stressful than it normally would have been. Well, mm-hmm. that 10% less stress means that maybe I made fewer mistakes. Maybe I had fewer oversights. Maybe instead of getting flustered and forgetting an important piece of paperwork that would have just hung up the entire thing, I was ready. Just little things like that. And meditation is a very real skill, but it also compounds itself the more you do it. And so no, I'm starting to notice the real benefits of meditation in really, really subtle ways. Just how just being okay with chaos, being more okay with uncertainty. And it doesn't mean that I'm pain-free. Of course not. It doesn't mean that I don't suffer. Of course I do. It's just, it changes my relationship to it in a way that takes the edge off.